You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So we will start in Moreno Valley. A developer there has reached an accord with environmental groups on the World Logistics Center, right?
Yeah, this has been more than 4 years that we've been talking about this. Developer Highland Fairview and the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, the San Bernardino Valley Audubon Society, and three other environmental groups announced a $47 million settlement that addresses many of the air pollution impacts and other impacts of this 40 million plus square foot warehouse complex, believed to be the biggest in the nation ever proposed. So both sides are calling it a victory. The settlement requires Highland Fairview to install rooftop solar panels to the maximum allowed under city codes, to install electric vehicle charging stations in the parking lots, and to pay for local truckers to buy electric vehicles, because, of course, diesel pollution is one of the biggest concerns. In addition, all forklifts operating on the site must be electric or hydrogen-fueled or otherwise non-diesel, and trucks must get no closer to the San Jacinto Wildlife Area than 350 feet, and the building no closer than 450 feet. And the developer will have to pay 90% of the cost of in-home air filtration systems for eligible residents. The agreement also devotes $4 million to protect wildlife and endangered species of plants and animals.
Okay, so that's it then, right? They can start building, right?
Well, not quite. The developer is still facing another lawsuit just filed this week by the Friends of the Northern San Jacinto Valley. And that is appealing a previous Superior Court decision.
Okay, so not all environmental groups are completely on board with this yet.
No, this is a separate group and a separate issue.
Okay, next, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians announced it will buy the Palms Casino in Las Vegas for $650 million. What's going on with that?
Yeah, and this deal still has to secure regulatory and licensing approvals, but if it does, it will make the San Manuel the first tribe to own and operate a Las Vegas casino. The Palms has been closed, of course, throughout the coronavirus pandemic, but it includes a hotel, a 1,500 slot machine gaming floor, sports betting, bars, lounges, restaurants. Tribal officials say they're in the early planning stages and they don't know how much renovation they'll do before reopening, so we don't have a target date for that. But this will be the tribe's first foray into commercial gaming at a resort like this.
And San Manuel's been working on their own big expansion of their hotel and casino right here outside San Bernardino, right?
Right. Of course, the tribe has been operating a bingo and casino on its reservation since the late 1980s, and it's expecting to open a $550 million expansion on that site later this year with a 17-story hotel, pool and spa, 24-hour restaurant, and a 2,800-seat entertainment venue is going to open early next year.
Oh, wow. Okay, next to Ontario. Ontario has paid off its debt to Los Angeles World Airports early, so it now owns Ontario International Airport free and clear.
Right. This came as a bit of a surprise late last month when the Airport Authority paid off that remaining $23.3 million that it owed to bring Ontario International Airport back under local control. Airport Authority President Alan Wapner compared it to paying off your mortgage early. He said it's a huge step that was made possible by the sale of airport bonds while taking advantage of these low interest rates that we've had for years. The move frees the Airport Authority to sell surplus land at the southeast section of the airport and then to plow that money back into airport improvements. And it also ended the sharing of passenger fees so that all the revenue that's collected at Ontario at ONT can stay at the airport instead of going to LA World Airports. The planned improvements also include a new international arrivals facility so more than one incoming flight can go through customs at a time.
And how is Ontario International Airport doing right now?
Well, like all airports, ONT has seen a sharp drop in passenger traffic with the coronavirus shutdown, but at the same time, it's had an encouraging increase in cargo traffic with UPS and FedEx having air operations there, and they're growing, of course, because a lot of people are ordering merchandise online.
Right. Okay, lastly, to upcoming elections. Congressman Ken Calvert has attracted an opponent, And a Riverside County supervisor plans to run in the recall of Governor Gavin Newsom.
Right. First, the congressman is taking a little bit of heat. He's already got a very early announced opponent for that election next year, next fall. He's a pastor who lives in Menifee and teaches high school social science in Moreno Valley. His name is Brandon Mosley, and he's a Democrat. And Calvert is also being sued for blocking a constituent from his official Twitter feed for criticizing the congressman in somewhat snarky posts. Calvert's office said it takes down comments that it deems threatening or abusive or vulgar or otherwise objectionable. But the lawsuit says public officials can't legally censor comments just because they don't like them. In fact, two women members of Congress have had to back down from blocking their critics, and those are Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene and Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And then what about the Riverside County supervisor?
Yeah, as we talked about last week, Supervisor Jeff Hewitt, a Libertarian, was contemplating a run for governor, and he has indeed decided to throw his hat in the ring for this recall election, which presumably is going to take place in November. His term as supervisor runs through November 2022, so he doesn't have to give up his seat to run in the recall.
Isn't he the one accused of sexual harassment?
Right. We talked about a claim that the county settled a couple of weeks ago, and then a second woman has come forward, a woman who used to work for him in his supervisorial office. But apparently he doesn't think those are going to impede him from running for governor.
Okay, we'll follow his run then. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.